But today I didn't realize how far we have fallen behind in the Sha'arim Mitzion B'Halacha. So I want to spend some time today going through some of these. In the process will be a nice chazar on some of the inyan that we learned. And it's very, now he writes, one of the miles that I drew on, he has a koyach of ksiva. Very rarely do you find someone that writes with such a geschmack. And he brings out many of the ideas, many things that we already discussed, but it's just kedai to see how he brings it out. So we're in the middle of Simen Mem Vav. Simen Mem Vav, let's go back to dentures. He discusses, are you allowed to use the same dentures for milchiks and fleishiks? Do you have to have two sets of teeth? It's no joke. It's no joke. Okay, let's see. So a Simen Mem Vav, let's go back. Let's see, where are we up to? The first page, Reish Nun Aleph. Reish Nun Aleph. Ois Hey on the bottom. Halois Latinak, we learned that a person chooses for a child, you also have to wait 6 hours. You must wait. I'm going back to the first. I'm going back. We fell behind on the She'odim Mitzionim Mehalacha. So we're going back to page Reish Nun Aleph, the first page, the very first page, on the bottom. Ois Hey. Okay, so we'll run through. Some of the things that he's, the words, I don't know, you'll have to help me with some of the words. V'halois latinik, we learned in the halacha that if you chew for a child, you have to also wait 6 hours. Because you absorb some of the flavor of the meat, you have to wait 6 hours. So here he uses this as a springboard to discuss a question. I'm Dr. Tshuva. Al davar hashinayim shemayshivim haroifim l'secha peh.
Dentures.
For false teeth, all these type of things. So even let's say a person has false teeth. So what's halacha? Do they absorb? Is it problematic if you can't take them out? Do they? Are you required? Do you have a problem with basar b'chalav? Heavy mishael tshuva sheles shalom. The mutu lechol b'chel ma'choli basar b'chalav. There is no problem whatsoever. Nei shenasu mimin davar kosha v'shoah, hard and smooth she'enam boilim. Let me ask you a more basic question. What about your own teeth? Why aren't your own teeth problematic? Obviously, teeth do not absorb. At least according to the halacha, I don't know what scientists will tell you, but at least according to halacha, teeth are hard enough and smooth enough that they do not absorb meat and milk.
Well, it's not that. It's your whole mouth. What about your teeth? The rest of the
so obviously,
it's the tongue. It's considered
it decays exactly. So teeth are the false teeth are made from material that's no different than real teeth, and therefore it's mutter. If it was made from material that would absorb, it would decay, it would be mold, and it would be bacteria, and a person would become sick from the dentures. Ayin sham. So obviously there is no issue whatsoever. It's interesting, when it comes to Pesach, not so generous. When it comes to Pesach, you always read in the books that people that have dentures and different braces, all these different types of things that you can take out, you have to take, you have to do the best that you can to kasher it.
Chamitz also, it's because you eat too much of it, you eat too much of it.
He's going to come to that. But there it's because chametz also b'mashehu. And that's why we're more machmer, the best that you can. Obviously, you don't have to go crazy there either. V'im kol zeh hu noyeg l'chol abar l'shol esoy meishiv sheyorei shemayim meharoi. This is something shocking. He says really something shocking that you should have two sets. That's what he says. It's not done. I can't imagine. Technology has changed quite a bit. Obviously, Meroy Shayya Loy Shinaim Shal Bossab if Neatsu and Vichain Shal Cholof, Ayin Sham.
Fleishik
and take it out. You should go with
one for
Pesach.
One for Pesach.
Okay, it's a shocking. This was written 60, 70 years ago. It's very obvious. Times have changed. People also today, dentures are a lot less common today. Today they have things are permanent. Implants. Everything is much, much different today.
Implants different than dentures.
Because you can't take them out. And also the material is harder. The material. The the material is harder. It's a different type of material. I know when I was a child, I had a chipped tooth, and then I went back to two, 3 years ago and to the same dentist, and he told me that now the technology, what he's going to do for me now is different than when it was 25 years ago. It's much better. It's a much stronger and everything is much. So you see, in 20, so certainly we're dealing 60, 70 years ago from this was written. Allah has come. You can imagine that we're dealing with a whole new technology. Okay, I just want to point out these issues. They're just interesting issues, and they get you thinking. There are other shyness. They're just interesting issues. Now, there's a very common thing a person should think about. What's the problem? The only time you have a problem, bas v'chalav, is only when it's yatze ledespa. Who's going to put in their mouth something that's yatze? You get burnt.
Right.
No, the time it gets into your mouth, it's no longer yatze ledes. When you put in your mouth and then you get burnt, you know, we wouldn't do that. So maybe some people tell me they do.
Your dentures can fall into the mouth.
Probably cliche.
The ayin b'shas shuvas ma'asham. Initial bazen gamim bazen hele gamkin lahakel it mi makel al pi pi and I don't know what that stands for. Shakasav the sheer yad sledes bochu kishir yad ada beinoni nichve umestama ein eichlem reslim kaze. No one eats food that is at the state of yad sledes, so you never have the problem. The only time it's absorbed something is when it's yad sledes. If it's not yad sledes, then it does not absorb. So you're not putting things into your mouth that are that temperature, so you need not worry. So we have two heterim. The material is such that does not absorb. It does not absorb like there's certain types of something like glass. Nikarad, you don't have to cash a glass. You can use glass or basa or b'cholav. You can back and forth. Nikarad did some of machmer, but generally speaking, you can use back and forth. So too, the material in your mouth, that material that's used for the false teeth, is so hard. It does not absorb, or it's anyway, it's not yet solid when it makes contact with your teeth. There's a third head there that they bring that I saw somewhere else. The cement they used to connect it is also does not bolea. The mistama ein eichlem cham in kaze. The mistama ein eichlem cham in kaze. You don't need anything that is so hot that's going to get absorbed. Same idea. Linyan Pesach ayin mashkotz bele. Come on, Pesach. You have to be a little bit more machmer, not much, because of osed mashu. Okay, so those are the basic to allude that. Those are the basic to a terim. That it's hard and it is not yad solid when it comes into your mouth. Next, vav. Gam yinak eshinov, you have to clean out your teeth. If a person eats cheese, and you want to eat meat immediately, so the kitzur is very machmir. The kitzur says you have to bench. You're not allowed to eat it in the same meal. I'll read you the little word. It says in the kitzur again. Ochal gvina mutu lechol achra basar miyad besuda acheres. It's a very great chumrah, which the olam is not annoying. That if you want to eat cheese followed by meat, even if you clean out your mouth, you have to make a barocha acharona. You can't eat the same meal. It's a very big chumrah. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not so. You don't have to do so. Big chiddush. What about making another barocha rishona? You eat a piece of cheese. What barocha to make on cheese? Shahakol. What barocha to make a piece of meat? Shahakol. So you eat a piece of cheese. And then you rinse out your mouth, you take some bread, you chew it to make sure there's no residue of milk, and you take a drink, and now you bring out the meat. Do you need to make another bracha, a shahakal? I already made a shahakal on the cheese. The answer is no. Of course not. You made already a shahakal, but how could it be that one shahakal is going to include basar b'cholav? Well, why not? There's no issur in HaTorah. There's no issur in Midrabanan.
If you're eating, potatoes,
the potatoes is not mamish. That's more.
And then you don't want to eat a different type of vegetable that you didn't think about.
Yeah, no, that's a different story. If you were not planning, but here you're planning initially.
When you're eating the cheese, you're planning to eat the meat.
Let's assume yes. If you did not have plans, you're right. If you did not have kavana, many people when they come to a meal, they think you don't have plans. Whatever I'm going to eat, that's the attitude most people have. You sit down at the kitchen table, I'm hungry. Open up the refrigerator. You're not thinking. You're thinking about work. You're thinking about all your problems, and you just pull something out of the refrigerator. You make a shahakal, and then you say, "I'm still hungry." You go back and you take something out. You don't think of the bracha, because that's the way we live today. We live in a state of chaos. We don't think. We just zombies. So that's why the poskim say you don't make another bracha. If we were very disciplined, Oh, I'm coming home now, I'm going to eat cheese. Cheese, that's it. And then some crazy thing happens. The doctor calls you up and says, no, you have to also eat something else, another shahaka. So then you have to make another bracha, because I had no plan to eat more than this dish. But let's say you're sitting down to eat and you're planning on eating, let's say you're planning, l'chatchila, I want to eat cholov and then I want to eat basar. And you make a shahaka. Can really bracha on cholov part of the meat? Think about it, it's a very big chiddush, because it's not the right thing to do. So the kitzur seems to say no. The kitzur is so machmir. Not only is a knock in the pater, you have to make a bracha achroin. You have to say burn the fashos, and a new suda, and then you have the meat. The Mishnah Brura disagrees, and most posts can say that we follow the Mishnah Brura in this regard, that we can eat during the same meal both cholov and basar, and you don't even have to make another bracha in between. So here he says in the Chasam Sofer, look at the Vav, I am a Chiddush Chasam Sofer, the Mishi Yeshla Bishnaim Nikav Me'in Tzach L'Nakar Basar Oyagvina Mishum Deheim Nimasim Menav Slam Yad. If a person has holes in the back of his wisdom tooth, cavities all the way in the back, especially the wisdom teeth, there are always these little cracks and crevices. You don't have to go Meshuga over these things. It's okay. Noyagim, because it decays and it's not cold. Just after 6 hours, that's what we mentioned before, it's not cold meat anymore. Okay, next. Noyagim L'Shloi L'Hagil. We have mentions here in this is a controversial issue. We discussed some of this to go back and forth. We have kalim of dairy kalim, and you're short. You're having a chush of a guest, and you want to make a special dish, meat, and you don't have the right utensils to make the right pot, the right utensils to make this dish. So can I temporarily? Well, not temporarily, can I switch from dairy to meat? Al-Kasher, big deal, I have a special knife. I'm having a guest. I need to use this set of knives for preparation. I'll just take out a pot, boil up some water, do hagola, and I'm going to use these knives for fleishiks. Is that proper? The answer is no. It's not the right thing. That's not also so simple. It's a loophole. That's not the right thing. If it becomes treif by accident, then l'chatchilo you can switch. But to go make a treif in order to go turn, there is such a thing. I did see that somewhere. That's already a little crooked. That's a little devious. I don't know where I saw. Maybe in preparing, I saw there is such a thing that people, if you really want to do it, so do it. All right, but he talks about it. It's not so simple. He has a long piece here. Look what he says. A dishwasher. I was asked about a dishwasher. Do you have to have separate dishwashers for milk and flesh? So of course you do. That's to us it's poshut. If you even have one altogether, they're very expensive and they also use a lot of water and a lot of electricity. So you know there's a lot of environmental issues with fine. But are you allowed to? Shurichet says umenekes is kle suda. The oifen avoidasi he shneistim bo. How does it work? Now, obviously, the way they work today is a lot different than they worked years ago. This is one of the big major advances in appliances are dishwashers. They've probably advanced the most than any other appliance you have in your house, if you have one. Oifen avoidasi he shneistim bo klei asuda v'nishtaf bo zerem chozek ma'im brechsim oid. Enormously used the old dishwashers were notorious for a waste of water. They spray a lot amount of zerim chozak mayim rechs and boiling hot water ma'ot. The ali de kach nishtaf mehem shirachila. The particles of food are pulled off. V'reitzim l'shtamish bo l'chle basar l'chle cholof. Ali de shif sheyishatef bo mayim rechs and beneim. You run a dry run. A dry run means you do a run with nothing inside. You put it on with nothing inside. Can you do so? Kaidim sheyishamish bezechamel v'yachakach yishamish bochamin acher v'yichoshev hashtifos mayim rechsim kagolo shenigal b'neim, and we'll consider the run with no kalim inside the dishwasher as a hagola. So basically, what's the question? Even if it works, let's say lo yitzuri would work. It's called the kosher hagola. But what are you really doing? You're going from milchiks to fleishiks. Now it's not really milchiks to fleishiks because you're not cooking. It's not the suda, it's not the pot, it's just the cleansing process. So there's definitely room to be more makel than when you're actually using the kli itself as a dish, as a pot, as a utensil. V'hinei, ma'ase avodaso lo re'isi. Ode be'enai, so he's very honest. This is a fantastic limud musar to all the paiskim who write things, don't know what they're talking about. They never saw things firsthand, especially when it comes to the bugs and the fish and the water. They have no experience actually seeing it firsthand. So you can't paskin about something that you have no experience. Probably the most important thing to talk is medical shilas. Person that was never in an ICU and saw people die, saw how they die, and saw what it's like. Yitzias neshama have no business paskining when to pull the plug, when not to pull the plug, and all the issues of DNR. On paper, it all sounds nice and good. But when you don't know what's going on, watching what it's like, b'shas yitzias neshama, and there are so many variables, so many different types of illnesses and factors, how could a person just sit in a yeshiva and read a couple of books and become the Pesach Hadar and tell you what to do? Yeah, you have to have real hands-on experience. So certainly, and that's not only true when it comes to medical issues, but certainly when it comes to bugs, when it comes, he's saying, a dishwasher also. You describe me what a dishwasher is. I don't really know firsthand, so I can't really tell you absolutely, but tell you some yesodos. And that will be a start, haschala, to give you guidance and to figure out on your own what the halacha should be. They're not, especially today. They're not. They're not exactly. They're completely. Whatever he says here is completely outdated. Completely outdated. The biggest issue today, it's much, much worse because today they're desperately trying to. Not, they shouldn't use so much water. Big problem with the old dishwasher, they use an enormous amount of water. You get a water bill off the charts. So today they try very much to use less water and to recycle the water in the dishwashing process, which creates much more problems, makes it much worse to kasher it in between to use it for milks and fleishiks. Mm-hmm. And there are different types of dishwashers, different types of technology, and you can't judge one to the other. Yeah.
Last week or the week before, there was a very good analysis of all the sheetahs about dishwashing on Hiruhurim's side.
Oh, yeah? Okay, I'm going to go check it out. Yeah, yeah. Kill students.
Because sometimes you have pieces of meat that were on the dishes that are mamish in the filter while you're cleaning.
So it's coming back up, exactly. You can't judge.
He does a very deep analysis, and they really understand how the system.
Okay, we're going to check it out. Very good. Thank you for the maramakam. Hiruhurim. Torah musing. Pure musings. Gilston, excellent blog. So, I printed out over here. I printed out, I have in my bag here. I was trying to do some research on the bugs and the fish. So I printed out three articles, one from his site, and one from David Leibowitz from Tarvida. From Tarvidas, he's now a star case. He's from the OK.
Right.
And then there's an article from the star case from Rav Heinemann. Heinemann is very machmir. They're very machmir there in the star case about this. They're very makel and other things. But the bugs and the fish, and Rabbi Belsky is very lenient on the bugs and the fish. Okay, well, that's another type. But let's just see what it says, just to get some yisodos. This is not la halacha, obviously, but let's just get some yisodos. So what does he say? I never saw my eyes. V'inei maisa avoidosa lo re'itzi oid be'enai acholcha hashitos b'zeh. Let me present some concepts. And maybe from that we can extrapolate, we can get some guidance. First of all, you have to understand that it's our custom, generally, not to go from milchiks to fleishiks. So keep that in mind. You want to go use it for fleishiks, then you want to go use it, do an empty run, and then go use it for milchiks, and just run a cycle. That's not the proper thing to do. You're not supposed to go back and forth. Now he brings some opinions about this. What's the reason why we don't go back and forth? Because if a person gets into this, it's a bad custom. If you get into the habit of using it, being doing hagala in between uses, you only buy one set of kalim, and you'll go back and forth, and it's inevitable. You're going to mess up one day. It's inevitable. The person in tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh toiv v'lo yachata. Yachata means to make a mistake. What does chet mean? Chet means you're an archer. The literal translation of the chet means you're an archer shooting an arrow, and you miss the bullseye. You miss the mark. It's inevitable. You can't be perfect. You always get it eventually. So therefore, that's why you have to, you should do this. The knife of a butcher. The sheichet can't use his knife. When you do shechita, it becomes treif. Why does it become treif when you do shechita? The knives that the shechtim use for shechita, because the that's where Yat's lettuce bowl comes from. There's a tradition that the mekayim shechita is Yat's lettuce bowl. It's roseach, that mokam with the blood and the pressure of the knife with the blood flowing. The combination brings you to a temperature of Yat's lettuce, and it's blood. Dam is also dam hanefesh curse. The blood gets absorbed into the knife. So you're not allowed to use a knife, a chalaf, that was used to do a ma'aser shechita, to cut your meat, to food preparation. You're using a treif knife mamish. So I'll kasher it, I'll do hagala. Yeah, today you'll do hagala, but tomorrow you'll forget to do hagala. So you can't go, and besides, obviously, today they'll put you in a cherim. If you stop playing around with the knives, it's inevitable there'll be a nick. You're not gonna check it. Fine, but you're not, the Gemara there has a precedent where you're not allowed to play around with a knife that's treif to kasher it back and forth, because it's inevitable that you're going to make a mistake. The same principle is true with basa b'cholav. If you're going to use it for meat, it's inevitable you're going to make it back and forth. You're going to make a mistake one day and you're going to use it for the wrong kind. Ayin shan, the ayin mishach, the mashma shashan, the mashma sham shemutter. But he says over there, faker, lein sakinin tabach aval aide libun lekel migza. So the Gemara says that if you do libun, I'm sorry, making from there, the Gemara says you can't use it. Another way around, you can't use it. But if you do libun, but if you do kashrit, the knife is treif. But if you do libun, and now you want to use it to cut meat, food preparation, it's okay. So it's mashma, ayin sham, bayin b'shach, demash sham shemutter. It's mutter to go back and forth. I'm going to use it. But it's the same my principle. It's the same principle. The chain b'shach mashma sham the daita shemutah l'hachshem ibasim b'cholof. For that principle, the same way there, it's treif and you're making it kosher and you're going back and forth. It's mutah. The same thing would apply to basim b'cholof. Uvah goyis yad shol sham hirugish b'zev kosev olav the davka be'akruay mutah v'loy b'tvid midas. So he limits the Gemara. When the Gemara says you can go back and forth from treif to kosher, that's only occasionally, not on a daily basis. He says it's mutter. He doesn't make any distinction. It's mutter. Cups and plates of wood that you've eaten in them, boiling hot meat, where I assume you can do hagala. He makes no distinction. Not only the case of the Gemara there, who talks about lib, but even hagala. It's a matter of kashering, and he does not make this distinction, this limit of only bakroi. So the Aruch HaShulchan also seems to say that there's no issue whatsoever. You can go back and forth. The Kitzur is one that's machm. The Kitzur is coming along making this chumra. Aval ayin b'shut chasam sefer de haminog le'asar. Rak imach shuroi b'laf ochi l'tzach pesach mutu l'ach l'kritzane. The minig is not. The minig is like what it says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, not like what he presents in the Aruch HaShulchan. The minig ha'oilam is to be machmer, not to go back and forth, except Pesach. That we all know is an exception. If you anyway kash in the kelim for Pesach, you can then do whatever you want with it, or it becomes treif. Rak Moshe Bavochi l'tzach Pesach mutu l'hachlof k'ritzane kevin shlochoya ma'ahechsher l'kavonas basa b'cholav elu l'chametz v'chein kasa v'pi v'gadim. The lahagel basa b'cholav noyagin l'hatrif. So he brings this down. Noyag, if you really want to do it, l'hatrif, you should make it treif. Like we mentioned, so mentioned before, make a treif. So he says that's an eitz. You want to use it, so first make a treif, and then you can. It's a loophole, a legal loophole. The ayin b'shut marsham. The don sham im yesh l'esagam b'diavad. What's halacha b'diavad? Let's say a person does it. Are you allowed to use it for food preparation? The halach she'ein l'esagam b'diavad. It's okay. Shagvar higil v'chudurak minog ba'alma. It's a minog. It's not nikar hadin. The ain lochaysev ba chumra kedi isa b'yushalmi. Ain masir al alagzeruk v'chaygavna shutol she'ein amotzi now v'chaygavna. What about our case? Shuhu tol she'ein amotzi l'kuli alma.
So
the Kulalma Legazri. What does that say there?
Shuta.
This was a,
something happened.
Made a mistake. So therefore, shayna matzal. There's no. It's mutter. Okay.
But
so
this is, he's talking about hagolah, which is a big cooler.
Liban, Lachati, go back and forth. All right. Okay, so he's not presenting the answer. He's not saying when it comes to a dishwasher. So he's not really giving you a clear answer. He's saying, can you do a dry run? He's just basically saying the different opinions. Are you allowed to go back and forth? The minig is to be machmir. But one thing I want to point out, I don't know. I don't really know how this comes into play. Is that a dishwasher is not 100% like a kli. The kli that you kasher is you using the kli itself. Using the kli itself. A dishwasher, you're not using the kli itself. There's a question, is there going to be some residue? So you want to say that the whole dishwasher is like a pot, makes a treif? All right, maybe it is.
This is the problem. If it was
maybe
a
it is.
Dishwasher or a ceramic dishwasher, this
all
goes into the...
L'chaira, dishwasher is one step more lenient than actually changing the kalim back and forth. Because you're not... Well, you're changing the dishwasher, but you're not eating out of the dishwasher. You're eating out of the kalim. You want to say that the dishwasher status automatically transfers to the kalim? Maybe yes, maybe no. All depends on the dishwasher.
So that's what they discuss. If you have a heater inside, so then you say it becomes the sides spritz back because it's a kli rishon.
So it's mamish the same status.
But it sounds here that if you have a wooden dishwasher,
hagola. Why?
Problem,
what?
Because it's a wooden kalim.
Hagolah, so metal also you need a hagolah. Hagolah, so metal also you need a hagolah. The same way it becomes treif, it becomes kosher. Hagolah, boiling hot water. He mentions hagolah. The same way it becomes treif, that's the way it becomes kosher.
But you don't have to do the whole thing. Let's say you have a wooden kalim.
Only the part that's treif you have to kash. That's
right.
A general rule. Leave it also, you only have to kash the part that's
right.
Treif.
But if you have a pot, you have to do all sides. A metal pot, it's not good enough inside. You
got
to do
that
agola all over.
No. You don't do the outside. You have to do agola on the outside.
If you
let it overflow. That's not what you...
Right, because you're doing that. That's doing the outside. You say there's a...
That's Belia. The rim.
When Belia does the whole pot.
The same way it becomes treif, that's how you make it kosher.
Right, but that's by Liban. When you do
no, that's agola also.
Agola, if you have a pot that you never cook above 3/4, you still have to do that agola.
Because the zeya, it still goes above. It
but
still goes
wood,
above, yeah.
It's only a pot that's being used.
Okay, I'm not familiar. Okay, it could be. I don't know.
That's why some
you can walk around with a wood pot and use it all the time. Or wood dishes, you know.
Okay,
some
okay.
People are lenient with the switching trays because that's the place to sit in the dishwasher.
In dishwashers, they do a dry run. I don't know. Every dishwasher is different. The racks. Every dishwasher is different. So every dishwasher, you have to know what the rules are for that particular model. That dishwasher, if you have to do a run in between, you don't. Just different racks, how they work. It's very complicated. He's just presenting one prat. There's one prat. Even if you're going to tell me that if you do a dry, I don't even say dry, you do an empty, you do a run with nothing inside, and you succeed in kashering, is that the proper thing to do? There is such a concept in Minik from the Chassam Sefer, which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is very machmir. He says over here, you're not allowed to go from milchiks to fleishiks, back and forth. It's forbidden because it's inevitable you're going to forget yourself, and one day you're going to put into the dishwasher your milchik kalim when it's still in a fleishik mode, and you're going to turn it on, and you're going to make everything treif. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it. The Minikar Adin, you are allowed to do it. How does a dishwasher fit into this? That's just one variable in the shaila of using a dishwasher back and forth and doing a kashering cycle in the middle. Let's go further. Nishalt, now he talks about Odos HaBroiler, who electric broiler. What is the status? Yimutu l'shamesh b'bos l'cholav l'ibcho v'hinei kan shehechsha shiyasa b'neim hu min libun shenisak aydei chomei ho electric. The chutei, so it's libun. This, you're going to do a coils, you're going to a real libun. U'milashna magin avram ma'ashmad aydei libun mutla. When you said a mayor, then libun with more makel. When you do a libun, then with more makel. L'shtamish mibasal cholov or yibcha v'chein kasa perish of shar melech. The das hamogin avram mutar l'labe mibasal cholov al b'mugadim kasav the gam b'libun aser. Even libun is a minhag that you should not go back and forth between basal cholov v'luchein l'chatchil b'vada yesh lachmir yeboy lachmir. So he's being machmir. He said when it comes to a broiler, an electric broiler or the like, where the kach, like a toaster oven. Many toaster ovens also together libun. Some of the toaster ovens together libun. oven, or even a regular toaster for that matter. I don't, you don't know who put cheese, you don't know basa b'chol in a toaster, regular toaster, but a toaster oven, yes. So there, even if you're going basa b'chol, while they leave one, it's also machlekes, some do, some do not. Ches. Next halacha. Kol, so he doesn't conclude that, we have to check into what it says on the blog, the exact halacha. Let's do a ches. Ches refers to the halacha of same idea. You're not allowed to use, not to go back and forth. Klei chol v'shamesh v'basav, imut al-hagil klei basav, chol v'al-klei stomeh. Are you allowed to make it parif? In other words, you want to kasher a kli. I have parif. I'm not going all the way to milchus. So is that osur? Am I allowed to do that? I want it to be mamish parif 100%. At kdei kach, the dish, the food that I'm going to cook in the parif pot, I'm going to eat with milk. We know that if it's dairy equipment or fleishik equipment, you can make a kugel, you can't eat it with milk. But here, I don't want to go make the pot mamish milchus. I want to make it parif that I can eat. Ayin mizeh bedarki tshuva, hevi misefer yad Yehudu de mutter, it's mutter. That you can do l'chatchil. You can make it parv and you can use the dish, the tissue you make, you can eat with the other kind. L'hagel v'klein kos v'shal s'chubas ma'asham v'shem ha'goyin ha'kodesh bal das k'doshim she'ein b'zen minog l'eser. This was never included in the custom of not going back and forth. U'mutur l'hagel m'kli basig l'kli stomach. You can go from fleishik to stomp to parv. Yim achaz mana, here's the kuntz. And let's say later on, a few days later, oh, you know what? Let's make this pot milchex. It's mutter because you're not going direct. You're going through the middle. The im achaz man yirsel liyachta l'shamish l'cholav gam kin mutter v'gam v'basel l'cholav. Same thing. Another kula. He says 12 months. If you have a pot that is fleishix and you have not used it in 12 months, and now you want to kasher it to use it for milchex l'chatchila, go right ahead. That here, the minig was never enforced. There was never a minig that you can't go from basal l'chol of vice versa when it's more than 12 months. The God, Pesach, Kalim, L'chari, yeah. Yeah, L'chari, yes. Why not? Yeah, why not? Why should it not? There's such a thing of 12 months. It's only a minhag. It's a very lightweight minig, he seems to be saying, and 12 months is no prohibition.
They knew with your rocks. They had their with your rocks.
Gibrox, because it's
people
because it's treif.
But they eat it on the last day.
So a year later, it's treif.
It's treif.
No, it's a year later.
It's a year later. So okay, yeah. The gami basel.
No idea. Once you have 11 months and a couple of days, it's a year. 11 months and a couple of days.
This year, have a leap year. This year, have 13 months.
No problem.
The gami basel chalav imav amaver yud beis chaydes shloy shimesh boi klal gamkin yesh lahokil. Ayin sham. K-tech. Shtar shtei chasamos. Now it comes, we mentioned there are certain things require two chasamos. Yayin, what are they? Wine. Any wine that's not mevushal requires two seals. What else? Basar, meat. Fish. Shein boi simonim, fish that you cannot tell from the type of fish, if it's been chopped. The fish has been chopped, you cannot tell if it's a kosher fish. It's a whole fish. Ground fish is a whole fish, a white fish, things like that. Then you know, you can right away see that it's fins and scales. You don't need a chosim. If the delivery boy brings you a whole fish, it's okay. But sir, fish has been ground, or the simonim are not nicker, and there's a possibility that it came from a non-kosher fish, you cannot trust a delivery boy. You have to have two seals. So what are the two seals? So he says, Vahayom, he's talking about bottles. You just think that our bottles was on his. You have a cap, and on top of the cap you have some plastic or some paper. Those, he's talking about probably 60 years ago, they put a piece of paper, and with that they still do it today sometimes. Yeah. They put paper along the top of the and as a seal. That is okay. You close the bottle with a cap, the aleha, and upon the cap Zoifefim, you glue kimin zefes uniyar, either some pitch or some paper. Dovak aleim v'nichtav tevas kosher. That is considered to be shtei chosamais. V'ayin b'birkei Yosef shekasav the zehavi kashnei chosamais v'ayin baruch hashulchan. That is okay. Obviously, today it is a problem dealing with meal. He mentioned earlier that sometimes Pasha, they all these like pomegranate, galatmart. So if you're saying that they don't put in the plumbers anymore, we got a problem. We definitely have a problem with delivery. People who deliver, the people who person delivers from galatmart, I think he's the always from Shabbos. Person from galatmart. The pomegranate, definitely not. The point of they have Mexicans who do all the deliveries. I never have yet to see a Jew Well, I don't really get what's
the
problem
with
that.
They seal
with oh, right. So that's why they seal. That's why they seal. Because they package their own meat. They package their own meat and their own poultry, and they don't long. They don't necessarily have any more of the plumbers. So you don't even.
They still have a seal.
They have a seal. They have a vacuum. They have a seal. They put on there with a. So there is a seal that counts as one, and then the box has to be sealed with some type of chesam. It's not much of a chesam. I don't get from pomegranate.
So I'm walking into any pizza or anything and say, I want a piece of tape.
No, but pizza you don't need. You don't need that.
They won't give it to you because
it's illegal.
It's
a hechsher, right? But pomegranate, I don't know, not such a bulky pomegranate, but I don't get orders from pomegranate that much, but I don't remember it having a special seal. I just remember
the box is taped closed.
Just a piece of plastic.
That's
the name on it.
It doesn't have the name on it. It just has a regular piece of plastic. That's what I remember. I have to pay attention. It's a chiddush. That's a very shvacha seal. I have to look into this more.
Unless the guy walks around with a roll of tape, which he doesn't.
With what?
The guy who delivers doesn't have tape.
He doesn't have to, but he's just a delivery man.
So he gives you a seal, like a seal. Can
but what kind of seal? That's called a seal to take a piece of scotch tape?
No one can open it because they...
A piece of scotch tape?
It's not scotch tape.
It's a plastic... No, it's not. It's not a pomegranate. It's not a custom-made. Plain plastic that you can buy in any hardware store. There's no special...
You can tell if someone opened it and reclosed.
I guess that's the header.
What do you do when you get something from Amazon or eBay?
Well, they have special seals. They have custom-made boxes and special tape. But when you get a pomegranate, they have a regular...
But you buy meat from eBay.
It's a big business. Don't joke. I work for someone. They deal in it's a big business. People buy steaks. So I know someone makes a killing. I don't know how they're not so much to deal with non-kosher meat. There's a big business. It's shock. People buy online steaks.
Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, Omaha Steaks. I know someone that works in this marketing for these type of, I don't know, Omaha, but something similar to it, and they do very well.
This week in Israel, they caught a truck, I think it was in Ashdod, full of meat, and it had plumbers on it, and the plumber said, Tachas Ashgachas Hakehila Hakarayim.
What?
They thought that, you know, they would know. It was a baloney seal.
No, it was their hashgacha.
No, it was no hashgacha. They don't have hashgacha. The karam is and what happened was that the mashgiach who caught it had a smartphone.
Yeah.
He took a picture of the seal and he shipped it on a WhatsApp right away to all the mashgiachim in south of Israel. And he refused to unload the truck and the whole... He went from store to store and he followed the truck. And he went to Ashkelon. And as soon as they came to Ashkelon, the local mashgiach pulled out his iPhone, looked at the thing, and he chased the guys away. He got two, and then they arrested him and gave him a bomb.
But he had a smartphone, so he's not trusted.
Can't trust him.
Okay, we will stop here.